Yo, what is up, everybody? This is Amir Fazeli here from Adonis Athletics, where the strong belong, and you're listening to Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes. Today's episode is for all my friends out there who are time poor, who have or have friends who are time poor, who can maybe share this episode with them and help them out. And this is what I mean when I say time poor. Does this statement sound familiar to you? I can only train once a week, so what's the point? I'm not going to train anyway. Does that sound like something you or somebody you know very intimately has said? Let me share a quick story with you guys. And let me explain to you why such a statement is just flat out BS. It's an excuse. And why not only is it an excuse, but also it's severely, I guess, underestimated, right? Let me tell you a story. So I started this year, one of my goals was to get back into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I used to do it when I was in my early 20s. I used to do BJJ, some boxing, and also wrestling. Now, I really like boxing and wrestling because I understood the two sports really well. I picked it up well, I picked it up quickly. I understood positioning and yeah, I just really liked it. It was a passion of mine, right, back then. And I got into BJJ because back then it was also like it was exploding as a sport because of the emergence of MMA and things like that. And it was a cool sport. It is a cool sport. It's a very enjoyable sport. It's very challenging. For those of you out there who do it, you know what I'm talking about. It's very challenging. It's like, it's just like the moves and the strategies are basically unlimited. It just keeps going, right? But anyway, I digress a little bit. What I wanted to do was get back into BJJ. And not only that, I wanted to compete in BJJ this year. That was one of my goals for various reasons. Now, I started looking around and keep in mind this was at a time when I just sort of started up or in the middle of, you know, getting Adonis Athletics Paddington up and running. So it was our newest branch, and being new, relatively new, I was very focused on getting it up and running, getting it to grow, and so on. So not only did I not have a lot of free time, a lot of expendable time, I also didn't have a lot of expendable income. But the way I am, my nature is that I try and back myself into a corner with no option, because that's the quickest way I find that I find an option, I make an option. So by forcing myself to sign up, I know that I will find a way to make time, and I will find a way to free up or create expendable income that I can put towards that. So I started searching for places, and I came across one that I decided to stick with. And coincidentally, this place also offered wrestling classes. So I'm talking, obviously, freestyle wrestling classes, right? Now, I was very happy to find this place. By the way, the place is called Ego MMA. It's an MMA gym in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, around in Bondi Junction. And the beauty of it was that the wrestling coach actually competed at the Olympics, at Sydney Olympics, which is a big deal. For me, any wrestler who's actually made it to the Olympics is somebody to listen to. It doesn't even matter what they placed at the Olympics. I believe that any wrestler, that any athlete that has the mentality, the mind, the drive to train and get to a high level can be a very good coach. If they are actually a good coach, can be a very valuable coach. So I decided to, you know, I mean, I had given up on trying to find a wrestling class, even though wrestling is something that I really enjoyed, because I thought there just isn't any around. In Australia, wrestling in itself as a sport is not a big thing, right? So you don't find a lot of wrestling gyms. Plenty of BJJ gyms and boxing gyms or whatnot, but you don't really find many good wrestling gyms. So I decided to sign up. I decided to sign up and decided to start. And since I started, all the way till now, so it's been a couple of months, maybe two months, maybe 7-8 weeks since I started, I have only been able to go once a week because, like I said, simply, mostly because of time. I'm caught up and tied up, and my focus is on growing Adonis Athletics Paddington. It's doing well, so I just want to make sure that that momentum carries through and we can be in a good, safe spot, right? So I've only committed myself to once a week. And the other day after I finished my session, I was leaving and I was walking to my car and I realized something. I realized that what I was essentially doing, going once a week, was the same thing that a lot of people do or don't do in regards to training. So a lot of people that I've experienced over time that I've spoken to, whether they were clients or whether they were friends of mine that used to that train at gyms or what have you, or anything else in between, they stop training. And a lot of times I ask them, why are you stopping training or why did you stop training? And they say, I got busy with work and I could only go once a week. So what's the point? I'm going to stop training. And I don't know if they themselves know it or not, but deep down, it is really a bullshit excuse. It really is. Because I came to realize that I was doing exactly the same thing as they were not willing to do. I was just going once a week. But never did it cross my mind ever that I'm only going once a week, so what's the point of going? And I'm not saying this to get across a message that I'm better than these people or anything like that. I'm trying to get across the realization that I came to and the importance of it and how it can transfer over and help a lot of other people who also think that once a week is not adequate, it's not enough. And so they are essentially cheating themselves out of some very good, positive experiences in their life, and getting them to take advantage of time. Time is something that you will never, ever get back. Once today is gone, it's gone forever. You know, once whatever you experienced or whatever you could have experienced today and you didn't, it's gone forever. You will never be able to get it back. No amount of money will ever be able to buy it back for you. And so this is what I realized. Even though it's only been 5-6 weeks of me going just once a week, looking back at what I was capable of when I went in 6 weeks ago, and what I was able to achieve, like the amount of takedowns I was able to get, the amount of control I was able to have, during sparring, during wrestling, was a world of difference. A world of difference. Absolutely much, like huge difference. Still nowhere near expert level, of course. But comparing me 6 weeks from 6 weeks ago is a vast amount of difference. And of course, it would be even more, even better if I could have gone twice, three times, four times a week, of course. But even once a week, but just being consistently going once a week had made a huge difference to my confidence in my wrestling abilities, my understanding of positionings, just basic stuff, my execution of the basics of good technique, and being able to get past a lot of sticking points, just having a better understanding, better comfort. And not only that, it's just another good day, another good experience, another good social situation, social gathering, if you want to think of it that way, that I got to experience. Because what else was I going to do? I was going to just sit at home, like for the last 6 weeks. I was going to just be sedentary. I was just going to make no effort to be any better in my life, to pick up a new skill, to do something different, to train my brain, train my body, become fitter, become stronger, literally probably even add years to my life through becoming fitter, you know. That one day a week, as insignificant as it might may be, because I was in the right environment once a week for the last 6 weeks, I have made drastic improvements in a skill that has brought nothing but joy, nothing but fun to my days on those days that I go, for even that hour, just an hour that I'm there. So I think it's about a change in perspective, and I think maybe subconsciously people don't understand that they're making a BS excuse, you know. Anything that you can do that is different, that is new, that is novel, that can interest you, that can teach you a new skill, can be very important. It can be very beneficial. So even training just once a week, that can do wonders for your understanding of technique execution. It can even help you improve in strength, or at the very least, it can help you maintain strength, depending on, you know, what kind of a experience level you have with training, where you are at, things like that. But to write it off, I think is very short-sighted. What's more is that as you do something, if it's something that you really like and enjoy, even if it's once a week, as you enjoy it more and more, you start to want to figure out ways to do it more, to do it twice a week, and then three times a week, and so on. You start to figure it out. You start to give yourself no option but to do it better. Do you understand? I hope that makes sense for a lot of people. I think a lot of you out there who have this idea, this notion in your head that you are busy, and I think you are busy. I think I'm not dismissing that. I think people genuinely are busy, just like me. And that busyness is preventing you from being able to go what you thought was the optimal amount of times per week. Just because of that, I don't think you should deny yourself the opportunity to learn something new, deny yourself the opportunity to meet new people, and deny yourself at least some kind of a head start until such time that you do get to go twice a week. Can you imagine? I mean, thinking about it right now, I'm imagining if I had not gone all these 6 weeks and I had waited and waited and waited until I can go twice a week, three times a week, and then started, that may have been in another like 3-4 months. From now until another 3-4 months, if I keep going once a week, I will be so much more ahead. I'll have a huge head start compared to myself if I was to start in 3-4 months from now. I would have definitely covered all the basics, have gotten a very good understanding of all of those, and then when I can go twice, three times or so a week, I will move forward even faster. So for those of you listening who have come up with that excuse in the past about not doing something because you can only do it once a week, my friends, once a week is better than zero. Any kind of a head start is a head start. Any kind of an improvement in your life is an improvement. Some improvement is better than zero improvement, always. And it's not like from week to week you go backwards, you go forwards. And that's the only direction you should be aiming to get to in your life. That's the only thing you should be doing, is trying to pick up new skills wherever possible, even if it's just once a week. I hope that helps a lot of you guys out. I hope it pushes you to rethink and reevaluate some of your strategy and some of the ways you think about doing the things that you do, whether it's training or anything else in your life. Anyway, guys, that's it for this episode. This is Amir Fazeli from Adonis Athletics. You're listening to Bars, Plates, and Protein Shakes. Catch you on the next one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.